Fine, some kind of an aleph. So, second aleph is going to get kushas by sekneses. So, yeah, when you so kids, this is something you should learn through. This is about kushas by sekneses. Tons of halachas. You're gonna have to like try to miyashiv a lot of things which are going on, maybe with yeah, in terms of going on, in terms of like what people do, whether it stems or doesn't stem.
Which way to go? Meaning we should stem our reality with that?
No. You have to decide what the right thing is to do. So Mechaber starts off that he neigem kas reish, can be neig kas reish, which is mikdash mat, mikdash mikdash tiro. That person has to have moira mikdash. You have to have moira mikdash. So the shaila whether it's derais or derabanan, it's kind of example a lot of rishon nirim smack and smack all that's very it's mamish a mitzvah atayra. People got brings down and says the valve is going to be derabanan. The shaila be true, right? It's like a need to take your own emotions hold that it's derabanan. That's not going to be derais. Shemazalman in Mincha Shlema. He writes that for sure something like eating and that for sure is going to be darbanan because we can see that maybe tanai works, midoichek works, so like this is daraisa. You know, how's a shaykh such thing could work? So elamai, so that's pashatim that like eating, drinking, and things like that, that's pashat darbanan. Mamash bim vazit, the basis of Chuvish writes that everyone agrees it's daraisa. Basitzchak and Chuvish writes that's pashat, you know, that's going to be daraisa. So that's all the regular things, whether it's going to be, you know, darbanan or daraisa. And more, most of the chayim go more to so the one is supposed to be is the ice. They bring down the kaviyosha rites that if you're mazal beis medrash, it causes the shekhinah to leave the beis medrash. And lashon hazayir says it also does this in the beis medrash. It's in the chilek in the bnei shalom. And you know, having proper respect for the sanctuary is a important thing to do. Now the question is in terms of what goes into the shul. What about Ezra's Nashim? What could this Ezra's Nashim have? So this is a vikuach amongst there's a Chai Adam which says that there's no Kedusha. It's only on that and Besa Knesses. The Piru Gadim.
He's going by what?
Ezra's Nashim. Not the Piru Gadim has Kedusha. Avinazer says more than goes like Avinazer. It has Kedusha but like it's a little bit lower level and therefore maybe he's in Tanoim, so he's in him. I think it's Rupert Tamshim Zami is making Kiddush, like in this Nashim is making Kiddush, not in that for sure. But, you know, it has a Kedusha but it's going to be a low level Kedusha. So
is this only Ezra's Nashim where they don't, where men never dive in there? Let's say like West Central Friday night.
So Friday night in the winter, saying
it's just an overspill. It's not like the place where
it's no chazan. It's grounded. I mean, the bin akray. I think like generally ignoring them is there. They don't have overflow, and then Friday night, you see any dam must have there at the first
like,
minute.
Bigger shuls or older shuls, as Nashman says, like a balcony. No one ever goes up there besides women.
Yeah, I think it's just an overfill. I think would be whatever. Mashen kind of it's whatever. Fine. So now we know you're going to kalash roish. You're going to schaich vechital. Sicha v'tela. Sicha v'tela is going to be aser. So we write even sicha schulin, which is parnasa, which is mutter, but in the shul is going to be aser. Fras sicha v'tela kamri. It's real lunoim is that. Brings in zayis as a trans avera. And for sure, the v'yisur moshnar v'chilas k'tatas. That's like the biggest bizayin and some vazakash baruchu, zapikarsis, and person has to be careful on the shul not to do things which are bizayin and things like that. So, in terms of, you know, is any limus chus for a regular sicha? So, the Chacham writes that, some a little bit on this whole shot about tonight, making it tonight. So, the Chacham writes that, they should tomorrow, Masha, actually, make it dar because I got this, hachat fila. Kandom Shachov, Nasakat, Shmuz, Darshat, nearly Batakish, so I know I'll Babal Tanayan Isuyas. In Babal's the meal tonight, I feel the Yeshuvim, the Dover Muchach. We like Durban. Banahol is that anything which is a Hechrich, Kafin Yanai, so what tonight works for. Therefore, he writes that, you know, we look at it, it's considered a Hechrich, and Berlach itself says that doesn't work for tonight, doesn't work for Sri Batel. That's what Sharsin writes later on. But Chashokhan says that we consider our the Dibra Hechrik and Kalacha Lefin Yanei is something which is important, and therefore he says, and that's what the minigas is about it, to smoke. Maybe if you learn there all the time, it's with the smoke. But anyhow, it says basically it's going to see if they're in Ban, then one is out tonight. Two is, and the tonight works, that's in which is a Hechrich.
So the Ramban says that it's a self standing Svar, Hechrich?
The Ramban says tonight works with Dove Hechrichi. In other words, and so, which you have seen Eretz Yisrael, when Mechav Rosh Yisrael tonight doesn't work, well, you know, we'll have to discuss that. But it's something, so you're saying something which is Hechrich, then it's going to be Mutter. You know, my brokers once told me, like, if you're in the base matters, and it's going something important, so you have to go outside, meet the Torah, so like, you know, that also is Ksidah Dover, that's Ksidah Dover Echrechi, and that also could be a Heter Pastam, like, you know, like, you have, like, you know, when I was a Bachar, yeshivas, let me just have, like, good, you know, good shmooze in the base matters, you know, let me just hang out over there. You know, that definitely would not be such a Pasha Heter.
So the stam is moving after, let's say, Shachar is dominating. Not, but yes, I'm saying Bechlal. It's not so Pasha.
Stam shmoozing.
No, it's a time. It's like after a whole week, you have to shmooze. But not Dvar Masurim or...
With my regular Sikha. So it has to be something that's Hechrich. So if you think it's important, you can make a Hechrich. Like maybe it's Hechrichi to like get to know somebody or to make Achdus. You know, you have to make it into some type of something which is Hechrichi. But like... whatever. It has to be some type of...
What about announcements?
What do you say?
Announcements.
Why is not my bar mitzvah? Why is it right there though?
Just give me someone a mazel tov. Just
mazel tov is making a mistake. You'd be mefarsim number one that he's making a kiddush or shalom zachar as a bar mitzvah, and also it's that's not the fish or something which is okay. I guess getting late over here. Anyway, so you can't do sugar tela. You're not allowed. You're not doing anything which is kashrayish. You're not doing mishpura. You can't do any melacha. So this kashas is melachas mitzvah. So. There's masham. Can I big matzahs in the, you know, can I make matzahs in the, or sell svarim? So I don't really say anything which is dvar mitzvah, then it's going to be okay. Hey, the richon, you're not allowed to eat and drink. In a shul, tamicham mutar and lechal is what midaychek. Chaver says that midaychek, what's called midaychek, that, they have to eat over there. They have no place to eat, so Tamilcham could eat over there. The Magen writes that if somebody learns the Bekfias, it's always Shasat Chak, because he has to go find a place to eat, so be built a Torah. But if you're not learning the Shul, so just come eat there, and you know, then about that's not which is going to be house. The Ramah brings down, then a Beis Medrash for a Tamilcham, that's his house. And even Shlomi Deichik. Even though Gdish Beis Medrash is higher than a Shul. But since this is their house, and then Bekfias, therefore even Shlomi Dechi can eat there. That's his house. Who didn't achilav shti anything which is regular normal tzrachim? This is like your house, and it's going to be mutter. The only problem is that the Berelacha brings down that our shuls which they are so davin, so then you lost your heter because now it's back to the shul. So if it's back to the shul, so then basically it's only mutter to eat and drink if it's midaychik. What's going to be sinemi deichik? So basically, it's going to end up being betel taira. As you want to learn why you eat, and or if to try to find a place, so then or milvashir or something, and then that's going to be considered. That's sinemi deichik, and it says also says mayim brelach brings down minig. If you drink water, why? They hold that out tonight and helps, and yeah, it's because it's considered like some type of, so you have to make some type of tzarchi mitzvah out of it, and then that's how it's going to be mutter. I now make a shortcut, making a kapandria, it's considered a bizoyan. So when you get a kapandria, it's brought down that if you go to dvar mitzvah, mishmur is msupuk, maybe it works. The prim gom says maybe dvar mitzvah works. So mishmur says no, it's not true. But the berlach says the ram is no right to be mekel. And he yells mstaver even if it's mitzvah mukish mikla is it's not so burr and more likely to say that it doesn't work. Since the other ones we make a lot as nashim, tzarich mitzvah, maybe to make a panchek as nashim mitzvah true from that as las kedusha, and maybe it's going to be the reason why it's a bizayin. Therefore, if you're coming in for a tachlis of the shul, for example, you know, you're coming to shul and you're want to hang up your coat. So you have to walk through the shul and go into the. So they say if you're coming in with tzarech hatfilah, so and tzarech the shul, so then that's the tzarech lezmakim. It's not a bizayin, and it's going to be okay, and it's not going to be a issue.
Let's say the only way to get there is through it, like the mirror answer.
So the mirror also, so Rabbi Berkowitz said, yes, Rabbi Yashiv, like the mirror, like you go through here, you go through there. Rabbi Yashiv said the mirror is one big base mattress.
So when you go to the Eitzer, you're cutting through two, so that's fine.
No, but you're going, you're all in one big base mattress, not going from one to the other one. It's all like one. You're not going from the as Nashim to the hallway, always a base mattress. People sit in the hallway, I don't know. I thought it was interesting, but that's what I'd say. You have this far of the Tzitzel Yaz as Nashim, you know.
What
do you
say?
Even
though Mincha is men there.
That, okay,
so
I guess I think that
the heter to make a kapandra when it's a tzarech is a kilo, which means basically he doesn't have to stop and say a pasuk.
Yeah. It's also brought down that, what do you do if you want to call somebody? So he says, you want to call somebody, what you have to do is either say a pasuk or sit down. You don't have to sit down and say pasuk. You have to do both. So that's talking about when you're going to call somebody. Kapay Miki Kapandra, also the Berlacha brings down. Also, you can do that. So sometimes people like sit down and say pasuk. You don't need that. It's either sit down or say pasuk. You don't really need to do both. It's really not asleep in a shul. Fishing is alright. I have a base medrash motor. I'm sure you know a sleeping machine is alright, but a base medrash, it's mutter to do it. So, Mishmur says Shin is right. Mutter kriyeg is mafak that is there. But he says if a base medrash was the svara, why should we mutter? He says some base medrash is made to be learned a long time, and it's kasha not to fall asleep when you're learning. So therefore, they didn't ask anybody. And that's why base medrash is mutter. Tam chacham lizu bekviyas, then zvi mutter even Shinas Kevah. Because the Chacham Shinas Kevah is even mutter. For a regular person, Fikuach, but we're going to make a lawn, we're going to make a lawn Shinas Arai. But we can get the Vice thing out of the same problem again, that our base medrash is the base Knesses. And the base Knesses, you know, you wouldn't have the heter. So Shrew says, but you would have the heter before that, Midoichik, and as you have had to before, Midoichik, that Tamachal Midoichik, if you learn it all the time, so then that had to with yes apply. There's one thing you have to discuss a little bit more is basically that the Sinai called tonight, which was Al Tanai Mater, there is a concept of making something more than Al Tanai. You make it like, in other words, Sudas Mrs. Pasha should be also. I'll have to see what the Lima Sukkos was suggested. What?
What's with the Kiddush?
Salshadis and Kiddush and things like that. It's also maybe from Gorman's Make Away Brachidis. You know, we'll speak a little bit more about what together that is. So there's a plan that you don't give any Kiddush to Knesses. So it'd be my Makdashit that it's not a big Knesses. So just a place where we get together and we.
Even though it has an Ankhidish.
Even has an Ankhidish, but I'm not. You know, Makdashit. So number one, Ramesh writes that if you're collecting money for it and you're really building a baseball field, which you have to have inside of it, so you have to know no one's going to make the shalom to shine the b'seichem because it's really a baseball field. We got it down there, so therefore we can do whatever we want. So it's not so pushing. There's all the rebbes that say the rebbes do everything there, right? They say the rebbes so by the rebbes that to be done, and they're really building whatever they're building. But in a regular shul, Ramesh on the chashem mishpah, it's not so pushing. Plus, I'm not sure nowadays whether Ramesh would apply so much because I don't know, like when people give money towards a shul, they're like they're looking for like the
kedusha.
The mitzvah kedusha, or they're doing it for the tailus around the hole, which comes from the place which they're doing it. And if they're doing it for okay, but we're gonna have to discuss where that helps for, and what that helps for, and what together tonight is, and having students on the Shemim Mamshach next week.